views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Welcome to the show. Gosh, it's great to be back, and I hope everybody had a very safe and happy Halloween, if that's what you celebrate. It's always fun to see the creativity that comes out when people do the costumes and things like that. Anyway, we have a lot for you today. I have a lot to share with you, actually, quite a bit. It's about November. Today is November 1st. That's 11 and a 1, and 2018, that adds up to an 11 year. Remember, this is an 11 year. So today is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1s. On the 11th of November, it's 6 1s. That's a lot of 1s. We have a plethora of 1s. The energy of that numeral 1 is magnified times 5 today and times 6 on the 11th. What is it about? What is it about? In numerology or angel numbers and things like that, your ones, if you've been seeing a lot of them, and a lot of people have been reporting that they have, that's all about what you're thinking about, what you're focusing on. Are you being positive about a situation? Are you being negative? You want to make sure you're checking that, because this is a manifesting number. It really is. So November is loaded with that. It's also loaded with a lot of positive energy that comes in on the 8th. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to share with you some tips that the angels have brought for this energy dynamic that we have this month. Because it's because the entire year is an 11 year, in particular, January, if you recall, had some ones in it too. January 1st, January 11th, that had a lot of ones. And then these two dates here in November as well. And they're just gateways that open things up and opportunity. So every day this year really has been an 11 year, because it's just got that energy to it for us to shift and change. But it'll be a little bit easier to magnify what you're putting your intention to, focusing on days like this. That's how that works. And I've tested this out. This is how this works with numerology or the metaphysics and power of intention, what we're doing with our focus, how we're manifesting. This just helps. It makes it a little bit easier. The one is the beginning. It's the beginning of the numeric system, right? You got 1 through 9, then it repeats and keeps going over. Well, the one is in the beginning, kind of a thing. It's one. And so whenever you see it multiplied, it's magnifying that even more. So they brought a lot of positive. Archangel Jophiel in particular, which is the angel to go to when you need some positive boost, or you're struggling to keep your thoughts positive, or you're just feeling like you could use an uplift or positive note, because we are going through things. That's not going away. It's how we overcome and handle them that's the key to this, right? Yeah. We don't want to keep doing the same thing over and over again. We'll get the same result type of thing. So this month gives us opportunity to switch that. And there's a lot of cool stuff they share. Now, also we have Archangel Raphael, because why not heal up some things? Because Venus has been busy. Venus will go back direct. It's been retrograde, focusing us on finances and relationships until November 16th. And so that'll be wrapping up. But right before that wraps up, we have on the 8th, we have this positive flow of energy coming in, the way the planets are lining up. We'll go into that. Also, I thought that was very, very cool with positive. And on the same day that Venus goes direct on the 16th, we have Mercury retrograde starting, and that usually runs about 3 weeks, but that's not going to feel as harsh or as intense as October did. It's going to feel a little bit easier to get through because of the positive energy flowing in. Now, that's the astrology side of it. What I do is I look into the esoteric side of things for the soul growth here, and I work with the angels and I share that, what I receive from them for you. And that's what we're going to do today. So I want to welcome everyone over in the YouTube chat. I see them over there arriving. Hello to Karen, Kim, and Shadana. Welcome. It's great to see you guys there. We're also live. That's on my YouTube channel. You can just look up Jen Royster there. That's also embedded on my website at jenroyster.com. If you want to check it out that way, it's right there. You can see the live chat and the show right there on the talk show page. And over on Facebook, we're video live streaming through transformationtalkradio.net. I've shared that on my two pages and it's on their page. So we want to welcome everyone and hello to you. If you're listening to this archive later, I want to send everyone a burst of love and positive energy right now. And I want you to pick up on that because, you know, why not? Right? Now, before we really dive in, before we go to break, I wanted to catch up. And I mean, I'm not kidding. Catch up on the email bag, because this was written middle of November, but we had some very busy shows there and we just didn't get to, you know, sometimes I just can't get to everything that comes in. So please understand that. I get to as much as I can, but we hold on to them and we try to get to them the best we can. So I did want to address these. This one was sent in a couple of weeks ago, and this is from Maryland, and people over in the YouTube chat are familiar with Maryland if you've been with the show for a while. She was over there pretty regular, and she sends notes in periodically to say hello to you and how much she misses you, and that's what she's saying here today. She doesn't have any time off from work to join us live. She always listens after work at night. So she was saying, "Dear Dr. Jen, I thank you for your blessing and that you haven't forgotten me." Of course, we won't forget you. "I always watch you on YouTube after work. Lately, I have been searching times when I can have a free day off work. Anyway, after watching you every week on Thursday, it is releasing all the tiredness. And after I watch and listen to the messages," that's what she's talking about, releasing the tiredness. "Anyway, Dr. Jen, can I ask you to ask my angels, what is the message for me today? Honestly, you are in transition and this came in, and like I said, just came in a couple of weeks ago, but sometimes this is not by chance. Divine timing has a way of coming through and we read it when we're supposed to. But immediately what I was coming up with was, all the transitions, you're learning to find new ways to do the things you love and to shift into allowing more flexibility into things being different. Maybe it's even that you have to listen to the archive on this for a while. But nothing is forever. You don't know. You might change in a shift or job. But it's not just about the show, Marilyn. It's about being more flexible with how things are shifting and the unexpected in your life." That was the biggest thing they pointed out. And they said, "You will be just fine with this. You just need to remind yourself about the flexibility, because things are shifting and they're shifting fast right now." So that was the one thing for that. And I wanted to say, she says she misses all of you. I thought that was really sweet. And she says, thank you. Now, this other one comes in from Donna. Donna writes, hi, Jen. I love your show after finding you earlier this year, and I have found great comfort from you during probably the worst year ever. I have been in a situation for nearly 3 years, which has nearly destroyed me and my business, but it should be coming to an end soon, hopefully in my favor. Are you able to look at this for me and offer some guidance? Thank you, Jen, for your special gifts and kind heart. And then Donna is over in London, England. So I just want to give both of those ladies that sent those emails in a big thank you and a humble gratitude for them sharing how this has helped them. The show has helped them. And I appreciate that so much. Now, Donna, challenges. One of the biggest things with challenges, anybody going through them, and it, you know, pretty much everybody is right now with something, but big challenges, the big ones, that this sounds like what she's talking about, they can be catalysts to be major changes in our life and redirection. It doesn't feel like it when it's tearing it all down, and it might be painful, I know, but they can be the greatest teachers. And it's funny that we're talking, and I love the synchronicity of when she sent this in, because Raphael is a beautiful angel to work with on the healing and the comfort of the heart when things are really tough, and to keep the faith and positivity with Jophiel, which is right now this month. But it's knowing, it's kind of like anchoring in. What they're saying to me is anchoring in to the fact that I may not know why I've been going through this or what in the world or when it's going to end, but I know this is for a catalyst of change in me that I needed from a soul level. When we can go to that perspective and embrace that, we may not understand it. We don't have to understand it first. We just have to be willing to go to that edge and face it, and then we work with it as we go on our journey. And that's the biggest thing they're pointing out, because when we can go to that perspective, and a lot of things will start to shift. When I started to do this in my own life, when I was going through big things, tough things, grieving a loss of someone that passed away, something, I was like, I know I'm going through this for a reason. I don't understand it, but I know I'll be better for it if I can just find a way to anchor into what I can learn. What can I learn from this experience? And then you let the experience go after you figure out, what am I learning from this? I'm discovering strengths that I had that I never knew I had. I discover, you know, what can you discover from that? That's going to help you tremendously in challenging times. That came from both the angels for actually this show today, which I love for you. And just thank you for sending that in, and stay positive. I hope that this show can be an uplifting place for you. I know the people that gather here every week, they're very uplifting. We support each other with that. And like I promised, guys, really quick before we go to break, the Angel Retreat group is planning to open next week. So I'll be sending out that information on how you can join that if that's something you want to do. It's online, and it's kind of like an exclusive membership group for those that want to take what we do in the show a little bit deeper and a little more of it. Live events, live gallery reads, meditations, all kinds of cool stuff. We have a live forum. We'll have live chat. You can go over there and hang out 24/7 if you want. But it's about ready to open up, and we are planning that launch next week. So I will announce it here. I send a newsletter out once a week on Wednesdays, so I don't want to inundate everybody with 50 emails. It will be in that one if you get that. And I will also add the links in here. If you're not on the newsletter, you don't want to be on it, that's fine. Newsletters can sometimes get to you, but we always send all the information out that way once a week. So just be on the lookout. If that's something you're waiting for, we're really excited about it. And with that, I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, we are going to start diving into all these November ones, the energy, the angel messages, and we'll start taking some questions from you if you want to throw them in the chat. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching the video live stream of the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, keep putting your questions out there, guys, over in the chat. We also have a number you can call in, 1-800-930-2819, if you want to call in. I'm going to tell you a little bit about these ones and how you can make them work the best for you, okay? Because we have lots of questions coming up about all the challenges. What I want to share with you is how this is going to help, okay? So, first of all, about the ones. All right. Like I said, 2018 is an 11 year. So what is all this about ones, okay? All right, the vibration of the number 11, it can create spiritual awakenings. You'll feel a little bit more connected to the spirit realm if you're trying to hear or listen to some of those angel messages or spirit guides, or you feel like you're having some unusual dreams or visits from people you love that have crossed over. A lot of times they visit in dreams. Maybe don't second guess it. Why don't you just explore it a little bit? For me, I receive a lot of messages through nature as well, and I'm still receiving a lot of that way. You know, doesn't matter. And as soon as I just stop, I've gotten to the point where it's been so active in the last month that as soon as something comes to me from nature, whether it's an insect or an animal, I immediately look it up. I just stop everything and go, you know what? I need to check that one. I need to research that one. I need to see, you know, some of them I know, but then there's just been a lot of unique ones that there's, you know, how many species of things are out there, right? So I'm not saying I have them all memorized, but there's always a unique message that's specific to what I am doing or thinking or asked for answers on. It's happening. So it doesn't just happen that way. For some people, you may just find that you just know. That's one way to find out. So intuitive skills will be a little bit more heightened. You'll be able to sharpen them, utilize them. Today is a really good example of practicing with that. And then it'll give you a nice little pre-show of what November 11th is going to be like, because it's even more so on that date. Now, it's a sign, you know, it's a lot of times a sign, you know, a lot of people, it's been that, you know, that see it as a sign from angels. I know I do. I mean, I work with them so much, and it doesn't even have to just be angels. It could be your spirit guides or people, whatever resonates or how you connect to get the divine messages. You know, guys, it can be different for everyone. Not everyone's just angels. That's what it is for me. A lot of times I get it from everywhere else too, but it's like shooting higher. It's more positive, higher destiny, higher consciousness, awareness, things like that. This is the opportunity to tap into that a little bit more. It can be very transformative. It's pay attention to what you're thinking about, because whatever you're putting a lot of energy into on your mind, on thoughts, it manifests quicker. Very quickly, actually, sometimes. Okay, very, very quickly. It holds the vibration of one, which is the beginning. Okay, it makes it more potent. So if you're beginning something new, like a project, you're getting ready to change directions in life, you feel like something's ending and another way is beginning, good time to put the focus in a positive way. Today, throughout this whole year, it's been that way, but it's just more magnified right now. So it's kind of like a big, you know, burst of that. Now, it's a sacred number too. A lot of times, you know, when you do numerology, you have a different number. That's your life path. And 11 is considered one of the higher numbers, like 33 or 22. That's like a master number. It's a little bit more to that. And sometimes they don't reduce that number down. So that's another topic. I won't get too distracted by that. But if you were to take more time, like today, and this was really encouraged from Archangel Raphael in particular. Make time, no matter how busy you are today and on the 11th. And actually, you could try to start practicing this every day, but especially on these days. Take time to meditate. Take time to clarify your thoughts on what it is you want in your direction of life, because it's a big shift month. You know, it started shifting last month. Remember, it was like finalizing. Oh my gosh. Finally, October was rolling it in. Okay. Now we're in it. It's like you're in the middle of it. It's like we're in the mixing bowl and all the ingredients are going in, and eventually we're going to be this end product, right? It's what you're doing with your life, and you have the opportunity to tweak anything that you want. I mean, if things are manifesting or seem to be drawing in, or, you know, are tracking in, okay, that's not quite what I wanted. You need to go back to the drawing board now and pay attention to your thoughts. If they're, oh, it never works out for me, you're canceling out what you want. So this is metaphysics kind of 101, if you want to think about it, in manifesting. It's very important. These numbers can help remind you, Mind your thoughts. Pay attention to where they are. If you happen to see them or you feel that they go a little bit negative or not so positive today or any day, just stop right there. And one of the biggest things that helped me when I would go through tough times is, nope, I would just stop. I'd catch myself doing it. And I go, nope, that's not what I want. I'm going to retract that statement. Thank you very much. And I would just make this intention to do this. I'd say it out loud sometimes and it would make me laugh. And as soon as you laugh or start, you know, being silly, you're raising your frequency already. Okay. But you're making the intention and you're claiming that you want to make a correction to what you're putting out there into the world. And you just have to keep practicing that. I used to have to do it a lot. When I was first working on it, or when I was going through something tough, I'd have to repeatedly do it in one day. I'm like, oh my gosh. Eventually it got to where I was creating this habit of, because we're all human, it's going to happen. We have egos. We have egos that kind of like to, you know, gnaw at us and make us fret about things. And it's the more I did it, the easier it is to remember. And so I highly encourage you to start practicing that ASAP. Okay. Now, something else. Now, spiritual awakenings on big days like this, people that weren't awake there's going to be more waking up. Let me put it that way. You may experience it. It might be you. It might be somebody you know. If it's somebody you know and you've been on this path, you're going to be so excited for them, of course, but I want to give you a heads up. It is their journey. Let them breathe. Don't crowd them. And let them come to the realization of where they want to go in this path. Because no matter how exciting that can be and how much you want to encourage them, you can't do it for them. So just give them some space. Because if you remember when you went through your awakening, you remember it was like your whole world turned upside down. And like Donna was mentioning earlier, it could have challenges in it to completely change your life and put you on a new path. Sometimes it does that. I'm not saying it's doing that to punish you, but this earth is a challenging place. The secret is coming here and finding the higher way to do it, the more positive way to respond to something and overcome it when it happens and not to let it get the best of you. You become stronger and you learn from it. That's huge. So with that, I want you to know that it's a big deal today, okay? So stay open to the vibrations and energies that are coming your way. Stay open-minded and explore. You don't have to make any big choices. You don't have to make any kind of commitment to anything unless you know for sure. But just put your ear to it and just make that intention to be more aware, listen, look for it. You don't have to go, you know, overkill, but if you have a question about something, go ahead and ask it to the universe, to God, your angels, your spirit guides, whatever it is that you work with, just ask. And then we have to go to receive mode. We have to allow that in. Now, these ones are no joke. I'm telling you, I've seen things that usually take anywhere from 6 months to a year manifest in, you know, an hour to 3 hours to maybe some of them have even been 30 minutes and you're like, really? Whoa. So it's kind of potent. You want to be careful with that. You want to make sure you're using it wisely and keeping a mind on your thoughts. Now, I see a few things that are coming into the chat. Let's see. We have, it says new unique choice. Your videos have helped me in a tremendous way when I was facing difficult times in my life. Well, I'm thrilled to hear that they have uplifted you and helped you and supported you. Cause that's why I do the show. That's why we do this. We want to be a positive light in the world. We want to send love out and we want to show that, you know, there's possibilities out there that you may not know that you had. And I see a couple of questions coming in. So hold on to the questions. I'm going to take the quick break. When we come back, I'm going right back to the chat with some questions, and we'll see what we can do to answer them for you. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You're watching the video live stream. We will be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off, because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about all this 11-11-1-1 plethora of energy we have in November, what we can do about it with the angels. I am going to go over to the chat, see a few things over there. So let's see if we can get some of these things answered. Okay, we have Kim. Just wanted to say thank you for the message from Archangel Michael a couple of weeks ago. Can you tell me if Michael has any new messages for me this week? Well, let's see what he says. Well, he's saying stay the course. It's still in the vibration. And, I'll be honest with you. I don't remember what the question was, because that's how it is when I'm just letting it be. You know, I don't hesitate or edit what they're saying, because that's not for me. It's for you. But he is saying it's still in the same vibration. So stay the course. Everything's working out the way it should. It's exactly the way it's supposed to be, positive and negatives, but stay the course. You're on track. It was like you were on the right track. That I keep saying, she's on the line. It's okay. It's the track. And I went, okay, so whatever you're doing, not doing, releasing, taking in, accepting, whatever it is you're doing, he says to keep doing it. It's literally how he's saying it to me. So I know, but that's just for you. So that should make sense to you. And I hope that helps. Let's go on to the next one. We have Beth. Hi, Beth. I think I'm hearing a karmic relationship is ending. Ooh. Can you confirm with the angels, and do they have any timeline and guidance for me? Okay. The first thing that's coming out is, if you want this timeline to move up, be done, go away, now's the time, because of all this manifesting number energy we have going on. Absolutely keep your focus positive. You know, no harm to whatever the relationship on the other end of it is, but it's more Make sure you're learning what you need to learn. Thank you. Thank you. Raphael saying it is healing very quickly. Make sure you're, it is healing. It's nearly done. He's showing me like 3/4. So it, to me, that is like 75% done. That's pretty close. With only 25% left, I would use this energy, Beth. I would. If this message was for me in that situation, I'd be going, all right, whatever's going on is working. Now's the time to really put some time into that with the positives on that. So I thought that was kind of cool. You're 3/4 of the way there. So that's pretty good. That's almost done. That's pretty quick. He's saying it's pretty quick. You've worked well with it. I hope that helps. Now, let's see. We have some hellos. We have some love hearts. Hello, hello to Raven Wolf channel. If you guys, I had so much fun over her on her channel. I was over there. When was I over there? The 20th of October. It was over there. We had a great time. I went and hung out on her channel with her, and she has a wonderful channel over there, actually. Hello to Rosanna. Hello to Sherry. We have a few names I'm not familiar with. So hello to you guys. We have Rossi. Hello. And Karen. Let's see what Karen's saying. Karen is writing, I'm feeling a big blob of yuck. Okay. Is this just a clearing? Yes. Immediately, I felt like I just got, tell her yes. You know, that was Michael. Yes. When it's coming up to the surface, it can feel like, oh, like you have this big goo. Yes, absolutely. The energy of heaviness like that can feel like what you're describing. I feel okay most of the time. This floats in and settles kind of heavy at times. Because if they threw it all at you at once, for it to all come up at once, it would just be too much. So you had a lot to release, is what I'm being told from Raphael. But you're healing very rapidly, but it's coming in waves. So it takes it out. You get a little bit of breather. You settle. Then they bring more out. And that happens to all of us when we have a lot to release. There was a lot in there. There's a lot to release. It's coming out quite quickly. Some of us have had years and could go slow, but with all of this shift of energy that we've had in the last few years, it really sped things up for if you were just starting, it was going to go faster. So I think that's what they're describing to me that you're feeling. Lots of change and shifting out of old habits going on. Perfect. They're also telling me that I feel like they're just going like this into my back going, go, tell her this. They're kind of enthusiastic today. When they're saying, stay on track. You're on track. Just keep going. Don't give up. Just keep going. You know, it's like when you're running, you know, a marathon and you have to wait for that second wind to kick in. Or, you know, they sometimes call it hitting the wall because you're like, oh, you know, you're getting to, and you got to move past that. It's kind of like you're psyching yourself up. Keep going. Don't stop now, even though you want to just stop. Because you know if you stop, you won't go. You won't keep going. It's kind of like that. It probably feels like that for you or anybody else going through that. Okay, I'm getting some yes, thank yous. Okay, from Kim. Okay. Let's see. Kim said, I asked last time. Oh, she's sharing what it was. Thank you, because I don't know. I don't keep it because it's energy for you guys. She said, I asked last time if I was following the right path and trying to connect with the angels. Michael said my head was all muddy and to not doubt what I am feeling. Ah. Yeah, you're working on that confidence in trusting what you have. Absolutely. Beth is saying thank you. You guys are awesome out there. Yeah, we got some big stuff that's going on here. So let me go into a little bit more about what to expect with this month, okay? Now, let's see. Now, the Mercury retrograde, as a communication thing. So it's interesting because you feel like all this energy that's coming in is like, go, 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 go. And then a retrograde comes in. It's like, slow down, slow down. Here's what's going on with that I'm getting right now from Jophiel. And Jophiel is like, stay positive with this. Communications, you know, sometimes with Mercury retrograde can feel like they go awry and get confusing. It's actually a very positive thing when these things go retrograde. It's to help you review. How are you communicating? How are you listening? How are you, and here's the thing here that they're telling me, how are you communicating with you? Are you listening to what is right for you? It kind of shifts from that to, are you listening to that? Your inner self, your intuition, your true self, your soul, that kind of thing. The communication, to slow it down and review it, gives us opportunity to clarify what we want to manifest, clarify what our intentions are, clarify our communication style or skill. What could we do to make it better? What could we do to listen better? What could we do to communicate our message better? Gosh, I mean, I can relate to that one, honestly. I mean, doing a show like this, sometimes I feel like it's harder at times than other times. And that's something that I'm going to work on because I always feel like there's improvement with a message like that. Let's see, what else was it? Now, there was a little bit of, on the 8th, I wanted to talk about that. On November 8th, that's when it's more of a Jupiter energy that leaves the Scorpio energy. That's the astrology again. But that's the positive news that's rolling in on the 8th. Good thing is it comes in right before the retrograde happens. So we'll be under the influence of a positive energy flowing in to help sustain and stabilize, to make it a smoother ride through that Mercury retrograde. Okay, talk about communication. Did that make sense? I think so. So it's positive. That energy flows in around the 8th, okay? And that's going to have a positive influence on the shifts that are happening. We have a lot of stuff shifting, okay? We have a lot of manifesting with these numbers. It's a very potent month. It's a gratitude month. I would say, you know, to me, I'm saying things that should be part of our daily. Honestly, to me personally, that's the way I feel. I should be thankful every day. I should be appreciating every day. I should be learning something every day. And if I haven't, what could I learn or what could I do better? These are just things that I do for my self-improvement, but I don't berate. I'm not hard on myself if I miss something. And I want to give that to you. I don't want you to feel like, oh, I keep messing it up. Don't be like that to yourself. That's being hard on yourself. That's being very critical. You want to give yourself more self-love. You want to honor that soul in you that is banging on the door trying to be heard, because that's the voice you want to hear. That's the passions, the what you want to do with your life, what path you're on, what you want to change. If you feel like something's about to end, then trust it, because it's working. Okay. Sometimes when we've been through things for so long, for so many years, most of our life, we almost have trouble believing it when it's going well. You don't want to doubt when it's going well, because that's what's trying to come in. So it's like, that can't be right. It's always hard. You know, don't do that. You know, start putting some energy and some focus and intention on it is going well. It is going right. You know, things like that. It will shift it. It's really amazing how that works. I find it being, you know, it's switching how we're used to doing it, because if we're used to going, oh, there it is again. Now I got another fire to put out in my life. And switching it to, well, what's going well? And, you know, of course we put our fire out, but if you embrace and you tap into the energy that's more positive, even if it's just a minuscule thing, I mean, you could have this big thing going on in life, and then there's this little positive that's just a minuscule thing. Okay, but, well, yeah, I say minuscule, but it seems like that to you. Honestly, there's more power in that tiny little whatever it is in your life that's positive that will get you through the tough thing that seems so big and so oh no. You might not be able to wrap your brain around that yet, but I know you can. And this month, I would say practice doing that over and over and over again. It's like, okay, what makes me smile? What lifts me? I'm going to take the energy from that and I'm going to apply it so I respond better here, not react. Because that old stuff just doesn't work anymore. So we got one last segment, guys. So hang in there. I'm going to go see if there's anything else in the chat. I'm going to take the short break. When we come back, we're going to keep finishing up this. This is just a good vibration show that I was excited to do for you because there's so much happening with this energy this month, and I don't want anybody to waste it. This, you want to tap into this. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
And welcome back to the last segment. Okay, we've been talking about November. We've been talking about positive energy flowing in. We've been talking about the power of the 11, 11, 11, 11, 11s all over the place. You want to tap into that. So a few tips. Let's go over that so you guys can make the most of this. You want to meditate. You want to take a minute and just really think about and put your attention on what you want. If you have to draw on piece of paper, put the 11s in front of you, do that. Give yourself a reminder. Today's a great day to do it. It'll give you a little bit of a taste of what to expect on November 11th, which is a really big day for that. But every day of this entire year is that. Now, Archangel Jophiel. Jophiel is the one that can help you with the positive that's coming in. In the midst of so much tragic things that we may see going on out there, they are flowing in with the positive. Okay. You have to choose it. You can choose it or not choose it. If you are spending a lot of time in things that upset you, reduce that down to almost nothing or don't at all. Give yourself a break. Give yourself time to spend in things that lift you, that make you feel better, especially if you're going through something tough, especially if you're trying to learn how to practice this manifesting thing and change your life for the better. Manifesting happens when we are participants and we trust those little nudges that we're receiving. Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. It will take you out of the comfort zone a little bit. So I know a lot of you are probably feeling like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I don't know what I'm doing kind of thing. What's a positive that you could do with that? A positive would be, this is so exciting. I'm going to do a new adventure. I have no idea how it's going to turn out, but I'm going for it. That's a little bit more upbeat, right? Of course, things are scary, but this is where we take the reins. This is the energy that can help you do that. This is all coming from Jophiel. It's like a pep talk. I'm not kidding. This angel just brings positive, uplifting energy whenever you need it. So call on Jophiel for that. If there's anything that's still in a healing mode, no matter what it is, emotional, physical, whatever you might have going on, relationships, finances, whatever it is, Raphael, call him Raphael. It's a healing angel, okay? Michael can keep you straight when you're getting scared and freaked out, okay? That's just the bottom line, Michael, for that. And Shamuel is still showing a presence to me a lot these days, so I'm sharing that. It wasn't necessarily coming up for this one, but I'm noticing that I have a lot going on too, and we have a lot of stuff shifting. And Shamuel has really been coming in when it's like, okay, take a deep breath, slow down. Because I have a tendency to just keep going and be like a workhorse. Well, sometimes you've got to go at a little bit slower so you can get something done more efficiently, one task at a time. It's helping me with that. So if you feel like you're getting overwhelmed a lot, bring in Shamuel to help you because he has that calming, peaceful energy that I was sharing with you a couple of weeks ago. So I'm telling you, we have plenty of help. Now we have this incredible energy rolling in, and it's lining up to be a very, very positive month if you so choose to tap into this and make the most of it. So that's what I'm doing. I'm using it to hurry, you know, to not hurry. I see, there I go again, to get this retreat up for you guys that you've been wanting. And I'm going to be working on it again this afternoon all day. So we want to get this out to you next week. So remember, if you're interested in that, it will be up in the Learning Center over at my website. You'll see a section for Learning Center. That's where you'll get the information on. It's not there right now, but any day it's going to be in there. And then the newsletter will come out on Wednesday that'll announce all that. But if you want to go over there periodically, see if it's up, then if it's up, then it's ready for you to register for it if you want it. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun in there. Now, I want to leave you with this. I know everybody has to go out and have a very busy day. We all have busy days, right? But what I want you to think about is, whenever you have a minute, 2 minutes to yourself, you know, if you're working in an office, you know, sometimes that's a bathroom, but, you know, or go to your car, or you have lunch or whatever it might be. But I want you to think about what puts a smile on your face, even though it may feel impossible or you can't see how it'll work, because that's something I'm noticing they're doing too. And I want to get this out before we have to go off the air. You'll be presented with things. I'm not kidding. This is just coming out, so let me go with it. They want me to say it. Things will pop up, opportunities. You'll be presented with options, choices, direction, ideas, you know, like, hey, that might work. Don't talk yourself out of exploring it, okay? It's up to you to choose whether to do it or not, or to go that way, but don't ignore these things when they pop up. because they're going to be a lot easier to come through to you. It won't be as hard to connect with it right now. So don't waste that. Pay attention to that. I mean, go about your day. But when something's popping up and you're like, give it a little bit more than a Like, you know what? Let me actually process that a little bit more. What if that worked? What if, even if it seems absolutely impossible, look at it. I know. Because sometimes it's like, do you want to take a leap? Do you want to go for it? I mean, some of you out there that have been seeing the grasshoppers, I know I did. That's like, go for it, leap, go. You know, if we never take chances in life, then nothing changes. So I'm not saying put yourself at risk. I'm saying you make the choices that are right for you. Nobody can make those choices for you. But don't ignore things that are popping in or things that are coming up for you to explore, because it could be exactly what you're looking for. You may not know how it's going to play out in the end, but you could at least say, okay, yes, I'll go explore that and do some research on that, see what I can figure out. And then let's see what happens and falls into place. Because if it's manifesting fast, you may as well. I mean, why not? That's what I want to make sure I'm telling you. And that came from both of them, with Michael pushing at the back. He's very, go, go, go. But let me tell you what, guys. You have the help. Just ask and then go about your day and be observant and be aware. I hope this has lifted you. I hope that you find love in your heart for yourself, because I'm sending a lot to you, but I want you to embrace and send love to yourself as well. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you have anything that you want to pop in after the show, you can always put it in the comments there. Anyway, and I just want to say thanks for listening and watching, and we'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.